Utah Grizzlies hockey. It's just fun. Follow the Utah Grizzlies on Facebook for the latest on weekend home games and promotions, or visit utahgrizzlies.com for more. Utah Grizzlies hockey. It's just fun.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
Hi, I'm Christian Schultz, and this is Slug Sound Waves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action sports, and subculture. I'm Slug's junior editor, and I'm also a writer. I write a monthly online column called Creature Feature. You can find it on slugmag.com. I also write about music and art and various other things happening in Salt Lake City. On this week's episode of Sound Waves, I'm going to be sharing with you some of my favorite underground indie pop and DIY punk tracks came out this past year. And there's been a lot of great music that's come out, so let's get right to it. The first two tracks I'm going to play are from a Philly-based band called Radiator Hospital. It's a songwriting project of Sam Cook Parrott, and they came to Salt Lake earlier this year. They released their full-length album, Torch Song, in September 2014. The first track, called Blue Gown, it features Katie Crutchfield, who also is in the band Waxahachie, and the second track is called Cut Your Bangs. You can download these songs at radiatorhospital.bandcamp.com.
The song that you sing alone in your blue gown. Flowers in spring bloom when they hear the sound. Beautiful things still seem to let you down.
If I only knew you say it, I have myself to blame. I'm yours when you are that way.
The dream is so real, we're making a mistake. The song that you feel alone in your heartache. I just
next track I'm going to play is called Adult World, The Secret, from a band called Perfect Pussy. It can be found on their 2014 7-inch split with Joanna Gruesome, UK-based band. Perfect Pussy came through Salt Lake earlier this year. You can check out Slug Magazine's recap of the show on slugmag.com. You can purchase a vinyl copy for $9.50 at CapturedTracks.com. I chose this track because Perfect Pussy's brand of feminism and noise punk is something that really appeals to me, and if you're into that sort of thing, then I think you'll enjoy it. Here is Adult World, The Secret. Next track I'm going to play is from a band called Knots. It's called Decadence. It was released on Ghana Records in October of 2014. Knots are a Memphis-based female-fronted band. They kind of have this rough post-punk sound. If you're a fan of The Slits or The Raincoats or even early Susie and the Banshees, I think you're really going to like this track.
Yeah.
This next track is from a London-based band called Flowers. It's called Joanna, and it was released on their full-length album, Do What You Want To, It's What You Should Do, in September of 2014 on K9 Records. That's K9 with a K. Flowers are an indie pop band that kind of have this sound similar to Veronica Falls or Black Tambourine. If you're into kind of Sarah Records or Slumberland Records, then I think you'll really enjoy this one.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st in Park City, Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Sundance, Utah. Be the first to see iconic films like Reservoir Dogs, Memento, and the Oscar-nominated Beasts of the Southern Wild that have all premiered in years past. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
Hi, it's me, Bill Allred, and if you haven't been listening to my podcast, The Let's Go Eat Show, here's some of what you've been missing.
The cool thing about the Little Chocolatiers is we were able to make some really cool things.
You still get recognized a lot from the show. How often does that happen?
Any little person, you know, we will be confused with. And so, you know, sometimes they'll confuse us with the Roloffs and Little Oregon, People Big World. They'll confuse us
actors
with Bill.
And
so, I mean, so like,
download the Let's Go Eat Show now. It's available on iTunes and theletsgoeatshow.com.
This next track I'm going to play is called Sleeping Beauty. It's from Northern UK-based group called Martha, who describe themselves as a vegan anarcho-pop-punk DIY band. has this bubblegum indie pop quality that I really enjoy. Their debut full-length, Courting Strong, was released in May of 2014, and you can find that at their Bandcamp page, marthadiy.bandcamp.com. The next track I'm going to play is from a Danish band called Communions. They share a practice space with bands like Ice Age and Lower in Copenhagen, and I think that they're going to be the next big thing coming out of Denmark in 2015. The track is called So Long Sun, and it has this Stone Roses vibe up front, but then kind of turns into this glam jingle pop song that I think is really fascinating. The song is called So Long Sun.
Thank you.
The final track I'm going to play for you is from UK-based band Allo Darlin. They released their third full-length album, We Come From The Same Place, in September of this year. This track, Bright Eyes, like everything they do, is an exuberant indie pop celebration of the pop song. Listen to more tracks and find out more about the band at allodarlin.com.
When I watched you get undressed, that was my Achilles heel. And then you took my cigarettes, girl, what else will you steal? Do yourself a favor, start before you tear yourself apart. Recent events make this heart unwind. This is not a romance. What's the hurry? Don't you see?
Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com and hit us up on Twitter at Slug Soundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine. Slug Soundwaves is produced by Gavin Sheehan. Associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, and John Ford. Executive producer is Angela H. Brown. The theme was performed by Lindsay Heath and Mike Sasage. Main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd. Technical design, Kate Golden. Thanks for listening.